You're listening to a podcast from Victory. God commands us to preach the gospel to the ends of the earth. Learn more about this truth in week 5 of Enact.
We have been going through a series entitled Enact, and nasa ika-limang week na po tayo ng series na to. And this series actually talks about who we are, what we value as a church, as a movement, and where we are going as a global movement. No? And here in the Philippines, we are called Victory, but outside of the Philippines, we go by the name of Every Nation. Okay, yun po ang pangalan natin, okay, worldwide. And ito po yung mission statement natin. Okay, and it's good for us, every one of us, to understand who we are, why we exist, what we do. And ito po yun, no? Every nation exists to honor God by establishing Christ-centered, Spirit-empowered, and socially responsible churches and campus ministries in every nation. Okay, so yan po tayo. And so, the past couple of Sundays, we've talked about what the church is. We are a local church, Victory. Every Nation is a local church. Okay, we are not an NGO. Okay, there are many great NGOs doing good things to the world, to many people, but we are a church. And when we say we are a church, everything we do is built on and flows out of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that's the difference between us being a church and a movement, an NGO. We are about the gospel of Jesus Christ. Okay, that's the very reason and motive and purpose of what we do, okay, and why we do it. And then we talk about also compassion on the second week. We are establishing churches that will impact the community. Okay, yun po ang goal natin na meron tayong impact sa community. And we believe that if we demonstrate Christ's compassion, that we become opportunity for people to experience the compassion and the mercy of Christ by helping the needy, okay, and we do that through the Real Life Foundation, we believe that if we demonstrate that compassion, lives will be changed, and not only lives, nation as well. Okay, so, and then the past two Sundays, we've talked about the campus, which really about the next generation. We have a divine call as a movement, as a church, okay, to disciple the next generation. That is our stewardship. That is the stewardship that God has entrusted to us. Okay, the young, the next generation. Okay, the future leaders of this nation. The future politicians, the future businessmen, the future mom and dads. Okay, we are reaching out to them ngayon pa lang po. Okay, so habang open yung heart nila. And so we believe that if we change the campus, we will change the world. And today and next Sunday, we're going to talk about missions. And by the way, when we talk about campus, we have a ministry we call Every Nation Campus. And we're going to talk about missions. In the next two Sundays, we're going to talk about our global mission. Okay, not just here in the Philippines, but global. Everything we do here in the Philippines is tied up to something bigger. Something bigger. And we are committed to obey and fulfill the Great Commission. And what is the Great Commission? To disciple all nations. It's an ambitious dream. It's a big dream. But it's not really our dream. It's God's dream for His people. Hello, are you with me? This is God's dream for His people, for His church. Acts 1:8, I'd like to read in this particular passage. This will be the central verse of both what I'm going to share with you this afternoon and actually the entire book of Acts as well. This is the verse that spoke about the birth of the church. And if it's okay with you, would you please stand on your feet, join me in giving reverence to the word of God as it is being read. Let us read Acts 1:8. Can we all just read this passage, one verse in scripture? Ready, go. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. Let us pray for a while. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we just come to you today, Lord, and we ask that you would speak to us, Lord. Show us, God, your heart. Show us your purpose for us, Lord God. We know that you desire and you purpose us to be saved, to know you. But we know also that there's more to just being saved, Lord. It's about becoming part of what you want to do, Lord God, first in our community, in our family, and to the nations of the world. And so I pray, Lord God, that's like what Pastor Alfred said a while ago, that we will really begin to understand what church is, Lord, so that we will not just simply be going to church, but we are really actively involved and participating in whatever way and means we can. And so, Lord, we ask you right now, speak to us, give us ears to hear what you want to say, and eyes to see what you want to show us, and let your good, pleasing, and perfect will be done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. You may go ahead and have a seat. Acts 1, verse 8 actually provides for us, no, the power for the church. Okay? Yung power source natin. Ano yung pinaka, ano mo yun, na nagbibigay ng buhay. At, you know, keep us going. And that's actually the Holy Spirit. Okay? It also provides us purpose as a church. And what is that? To be witnesses. Our purpose individually and corporately is to be witnesses for Christ, to witness for His grace and mercy and forgiveness in our lives. How many of you here believe that you have been forgiven of all your sins? Come on now, that's good news. And we need to testify to that. And a lot of people need to hear that. Okay, because a lot of people are trying to do something to make them be forgiven. But it's already been done. Another thing is that this verse in Acts 1:8 provides for us the places as to where we should witness God's goodness. And that is all the world. These are the places that we need to go to. Okay? All the world. Buong mundo. Hindi ito Itbulaga. Okay? So, parang buong mundo ay buong bansa pala yun. Okay? So, alright, may Alda fever. Anyway, so, the book of Acts made it clear from day one, that God's purpose, God's design, and intent for the church really is to go to all nations and disciple them. To teach them. Okay, to help them know who God is. Because He has already come. He has already accomplished our salvation. And it's already available. We are to take this gospel not just to our communities, but to nations of the world. To every nation, every tribe, and every language. In fact, the book of Acts is a story of how the gospel really spread from one small village, right, in Jerusalem, about 100 people, to becoming one of the greatest force, taking over, transforming lives and nations. That's the gospel. Now, we see that not only in Acts 1, the rest of the entire book of Acts testifies to the fulfillment of that very verse. In Acts chapter 2, when the church was officially launched and birthed through the preaching of Peter after these 120 disciples were filled with the Holy Spirit, Peter preached his inauguration message, and 3,000 people got saved that day. 3,000 people. Could you imagine that? Less than 20-minute sermon. So 20 minutes. Okay, few more minutes. Okay, so, pero wala pang 3,000 dito. Okay, so, but 3,000 people got saved and were added to the church that very same day. Now, who were these 3,000 people? Sino-sino tong mga 3,000 people na to? Just who were Peter's audience when he stood up after he was filled with the Holy Spirit and began to testify about this Jesus Christ who died and came back to life to save people. Acts chapter 2, let me read verses 5 and then verse 8 and 11. Now there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven. Wow, every nation under heaven. In verse 8, how is it that we hear each of us in his own native language, Parthians, Medes, Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, Asia. You talk about nations, okay? The writer begins to describe the kind of people groups that were there listening to the message that Peter preached at the birth of the church. Phrygia, Pamphylia, right? Egypt and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabians, we hear them telling our own tongues and mighty works of God. Wow. You look at that particular passage in Acts chapter 2, and there were different people representing different nations. In fact, the Bible says every nation was there. It has amazing, you know, what a picture. There was a representation of every nation when the church was birthed. Hello? Listen. At the day the church was birthed, there was a representation of every nation. I'm not talking about our church, okay? Being there, okay? That's just simply our name. I'm talking about people that represents their nation and every nation. Wow. Ito pa lang is a clear picture na ito talaga ang intention ni God for His church, for you and me. This message of the gospel reaching to different tribes, different language. And the whole Bible from Genesis to Revelation is a story of God's, you know, desire to redeem man. So, kung ito yung purpose ni God sa church niya, how is the church doing so far right now? And when I say the church, I'm not just talking about us, Victory. I'm talking about His body, the entire church, okay, of God. Now, so far, 7,000 unreached people groups remains to be reached. 7,000 na lang po, okay? There were more than that. It was probably triple to that number, okay, ng people group. Na-reduce na ngayon, okay, at this very moment to 7,000 people groups. Okay? So, kung dito pa lang sa Pilipinas, we have an estimate of 50,000 churches here in the Philippines alone. 50,000 churches. And if we are gonna take God's purpose for the church and God's commission to go and reach the nation, 7 Filipino churches can own 1 people group. 7 ang pwedeng mag-work together. Could you imagine that? 7 churches can work together to reach 1 people group. What am I saying? It is doable. It is so doable. Kayang-kaya. Hello? What do you think? Kaya? Kaya. Plus yung grace ni God. But what's delaying this? What's hindering it? Why it's still not happening? Bakit meron pa rin 7,000 with the technological advancement, social media, the, you know, way to travel so fast compared to the time of the original disciples? In 1 hour, you can be in another nation. Still, there are 7,000 unreached people groups remains to hear the gospel. And I believe because part of the reason is that there are mindset that really needs to be broken. And not mindsets of these people, but mindsets of the church. May mga mindset tayong kailangan baguhin at kailangan tibagin. Okay, para talaga ma-accomplish natin to. Hindi lang tayo as a Victory, but God's church as a whole. Okay, because we can get so comfortable just by, you know, going to church, being a church goer, rather than going out there and bringing the church where the people are. Again, Acts 1:8. Let me read. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit come upon you, and you will be my witness in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. You know what's amazing about this? Dun pa lang sa mga original apostles, no, yung 11 disciples ni Jesus Christ. Hindi naman sila taga Jerusalem. They were from Galilee. They were Galileans. So, you know, doon pa lang, meron ng mindset na hindi yun naman sila taga roon, pero from there, they can start from there and they can begin to advance. But the problem was, okay, nagiging exclusive yung church. And that's one mindset, okay, that we have, no? Sometimes we think that so inward focus in our own backyard, that we forget that, you know, we are also called outside of this nation. In other words, there is this mindset that there is still a lot of work to be done in the Philippines. Kaya may mga maraming church na sasabi tayo, bakit ka pupunta dun sa labas? Eh, dito pa nga lang sa bakura natin. Ang daming kailangan gawin. Hello? How many of you know it? That makes sense, isn't it? It's you know, tama naman. Tama naman na, eh, pamilya pa nga lang natin. Diba? Ang dami pang dapat gawin sa bansa natin mismo. Bakit pa tayo lalabas? Bakit pa natin i-spread yung resources natin sa buong mundo? Kung dito mismo, okay, sa atin, ang laki ng pangangailangan. You know, I cannot give you a strategic answer to that because it's really reasonable. But here's what I know, what the Bible says. Jesus said, go and make disciples of all nations. He said that. And he said, be a witness, right, to the ends of the earth. In other words, we should not be limited. Yes, we take responsibility with what's happening here, but we do not limit ourselves and we do not limit what God wants to do through us. You know, even before the church was birthed, okay, before a Sunday service happened, again, God made it clear. At the birth of the church, God made it clear that it wasn't just about their own backyard, Jerusalem. There were representations of every nation at the birth of the church. It's very clear. That's why we cannot afford to be limited with this kind of mindset. Let me just share with you what God is doing, you know, right here in our own local church. 1996, before we could afford to really pay rent big spaces like this, before we can even afford, okay, giving pastors a good love gift, we started setting aside $200. 1986, there were only probably about 200, 250 people, okay, at best. Okay, three churches at that time. We were setting aside $200, okay, and we are giving out of this 200, 8 nations. Kasi yun yung meron eh. And we were faithful to that. We started sowing. We started giving. Not only we started giving, we started, you know, encouraging people to have a vision to go out and reach the world. And that's why we always say, okay, what do we need to have to make disciple the nations? Simply lang, a Bible and a passport. Pag may Bible ka at may passport ka, you are ready to go. You know, as a result, look at where we are today. Because we obeyed and didn't question the economic limitations, because we have a desire to obey God and sow to the nations. Today, you know, we have given millions of dollars. Actually, the Lord has blessed us so much. And not only that, alam mo yung parang tatlo pa rin tayong church, you know, sobrang dami na in Asia alone. Let me give you a snapshot in Asia alone. These are the churches that we have, every nation. Out of that three in 1986, and out of the $200 that we are sowing today, we have churches in all of these nations. I stopped counting, you know, kasi you can't keep up. Kasi nagbabago at nagbabago. And literally, the Lord has enabled us to give more. In fact, not just thousands, but enable us to give millions. Okay, so, and this is not to brag. This is not us. This is simply God increasing our capacity because we have this desire and willingness to fulfill the Great Commission. In the 1040 window, okay, let me just give you quickly information. 1040 window, you probably heard this. This is a geographical window where 90% of the world's unreached people group are located. 90%. Almost entire of Europe are Christians. America has been evangelized. 90% of the world's people group belong here, the unreached people group. In other words, they've never heard the gospel. They have no access to a Christian church. Okay? They have no access to a Bible. These nations are closed and restricting the gospel. 90% belong to this window. This window runs from West Africa to East Asia. It is the home of Islam, Hinduism, and Buddhism. Itong window na to, the 1040 window. The top 50 unevangelized mega cities. You think about it, mega city, parang Metro Manila, mega city. Pero walang ka knowledge about Jesus and His gospel, and the gospel that forgives sins and brings new life. No knowledge at all. Of this, okay, out of this window, okay, out of the 68 nations that are in that window, 1040, 47, okay, are in Asia and Middle East, no? 47 nations ang representing ng window na yan. Of that 47, we have 34 nations that we represent every nation church. Okay, of the 47 nations, could you imagine that? Wow. Come on, let's give the Lord glory for that. Because truly, this is the work of God to those who are willing, who will believe, okay, and not limit themselves with what they see locally, with economic status. I tell you, and really, I've seen this ever since mga college pa lang kami, right, sa U-Belt. We've seen how the Lord is faithfully increasing our capacity to give. And when I'm not just talking about our pastor, even while we were students, we are involved. We were going to nations. We were giving. We were praying. We are involved. We are actively participating. You know, the other thing is that only 3% of the world's missionary workforce is concentrated here. In other words, 97% of the work is done on the nations that are already Christian. Maraming churches pumupunta sa nation na Kristiyano na. Anong gagawin? Ibo-born again mo yung mga Kristiyan? Kristiyano na eh. Or strengthen them? Only 3%. And we make it our commitment by the grace of God. Kasama tayo dun sa 3% na yan. We are concentrating our resources, our effort, our missionaries, best missionaries, to reach these unreached people groups. You know, 10 of the most restricted nations in the world. Some of you probably will be called to go to these nations. Okay? Parang iba, oh, not me, Lord, not me. No. Send him, Lord. Here I am, send him. Okay, so. Right, so. But you know what? Of these 10 most dangerous and restricted nations, 5 of those nations, we have a work going on. 5 of those nations. Right? 5 of those nations. Meron tayong church doon. Meron tayong mga disciples, solid disciples doon. Okay, so, 4 of the, there are missionaries, okay, in those nations. 4 of the 6 nations, okay, meron tayong strong work. And here's another amazing thing. Again, we didn't question our capacity. We simply trusted God that this is His will for us. And we obeyed. And God continually expands the work for us. 29 years ago, 1986. Right, when we can only afford to give $200, 3 churches, at best 250 members. Okay? Victory Philippines. You know, today, we have sent 150 long-term missionaries. 150 long-term missionaries. And these are not missionaries reaching Filipinos. These are missionaries reaching the locals. Our intention is not to reach fellow Filipinos. Kung Filipino ka, sana ma-born again ka at sumama ka sa work to reach the local. Ganun ang heart natin. When we went to Russia, I had an opportunity to help plant a church. I have to study Russian language, study the culture. Pag may nakita kang Pilipino, yes, okay, balot, balot. Oh, okay, great, balot. Nagkaintindihan kami. Okay, just by the word balot. But our concentration is really to work, to reach the locals, the young people. Right? And that's what we're doing. As we have obeyed today, we have 65 Victory churches in our own backyard. In 1986, we only have 3. Today, we have 65. By the end of this year, it will be 72 churches. Come on now. And a membership of about 120,000 people. Out of those 250 who talagang puro lang vision. Wow! Puro ingay. Yes, Lord! Ngayon, talaga. And this again, this is the work of God. We didn't limit ourselves na, dito na lang tayo. Ang daming kailangan gawin eh. But as we obeyed the Lord and went out, God began to take care. Hello? God begins to take care of our own backyard. And He begins to bless. And these are some mindsets that needs to be broken. Because sometimes we get so focused with our own limitation, with what we see in our own backyard. But God has something more. And you know what's amazing? All of us, really, all of us, without any exemption, all of us have a part to play. We can be a part of what God really is doing. These amazing things, no? Okay, some people say, bakit ka pa lalabas dito? Ang dami ng work. Well, God will take care. As we obey God, God will take care of our own problems here. Besides, listen, for many years, we have been receiving as a nation. Sobrang daming missionary pumunta kay blessing us. Minsan puro tayo receive. You know, the blessing really is in giving. When we started sowing to the nations, and yan ang kailangan mindset na mabago ng Pilipino. Kailangan natin matutong maging generous. Kasi minsan isip lang natin, tulungan mo ako. Tulungan mo ako. Rather than going, you know. And those nations that have reached us and blessed us and sowed upon, they are blessed. We need to see that this is how God works. This is the principle of sowing and reaping. Secondly, we can have a mindset that says, will other people really believe? Will they really get saved? Will they listen to the gospel? Muslims, they have different beliefs. Iba yung paniniwala nila. Iba ang kultura. Muslims, Hindus, Buddhists, communists. Will they really listen? Let me show you our 2020 initiative. Ito yung plinat out natin, no? By 2020, the year 2020, ito na yung mga bansa na pupuntahan natin to plant a church. All of those nations are already represented. University, ilan yun, Pastor Alvin? 170,000 population. University, open up for us. Woo! The next leaders of that nation. Nag-launch na tayo ng service. Every nation church is already up and running. By the grace of God, by His power and might, and by His Holy Spirit, it can be done. Because these are His nations. These are His nations. And we think that, okay, is it possible? Is it possible? Locals, solid disciples. These are some of the disciples that we have. Ito yung mga radical natin mga disciples na kahit na, okay, they will be persecuted even to the point of death, they are preaching the gospel to their families, to their loved ones, to their fellow countrymen. These people, we can show their faces, okay, because it's dangerous. But these people are taking that call. You see, the power of the gospel can transform lives and transform nations. And it's not about us. It's about God. It's about His will for us to disciple this nation, the nations. As I close, let me share with you a story of an exciting story in Nepal. You know, we all know that recently there was a strong earthquake. Okay, twice. Okay, what a gabi, no? Twice, two strong earthquakes hit the nation of Nepal. And an exciting story of our church there. Okay, our missionary there is a Filipino pastor. Okay, so, we have campus missionaries also on the ground. And, you know, there was one particular guy, and he was reached in one of our 10 days mission trip. He's a man who challenged, okay, Jesus. Okay? When the 10 days missionary was there sharing the gospel, ayaw niya talagang tanggapin. Excited lang siya sa pagkikipag-ibigan sa foreigner. Finally, when this missionary, 10-day missionary left, sabi niya, I challenge you to challenge Jesus. Okay, tapos, ano lang siya, ano, nagbibiro. And then one time, he was in his room, naalala niya yung sinabi ng missionary. And then sabi niya, Lord, if you are really real and if you are here right now, show me, prove to me that you are here in this room, in my room. So nawala yun. Tapos bigla siyang, may nakita ang dictionary, pinulot niya, binuksan niya yung dictionary, guess what letter siya napunta? J. Guess what the word, the first word that he saw? Jesus. Gulat siya. Pero, okay, hindi siya convinced. One time, he was falling in line in, you know, in one of the agency, you know, government agency to get a document. And the line was so long, and according to it, will take him 3 hours to get to the front row. And then sabi niya, Jesus, I challenge you, if you're really real, show me that you are real. Bring me from this, you know, point to the front line. And as soon as he finished in his thought and his prayer, a big man came on his bow and said, hey, you, come with me. Dinala siya sa harap. But guess what? Na-born again siya. Nag-repent, iyak siya, surrender yung buhay niya. Na-inanap niya yung church. Nagpa-disciple siya. Amazing, isn't it? These are real stories. Funny, but real stories. And you know what? He started discipling 3 of these men. He started discipling right now, okay? He is preaching. He is talaga hungry. Okay? And he's sharing the gospel to his friends, even to his families. Kaya nabuo tong victory group na to. Kasi tatlo dyan. Dinala niya, shinera niya, prinit siya niya ng gospel. That's what God can do. And this is the result of us here praying, giving, and sending. And we are all a part of this. If we consider ourselves, okay, Victory to be our church, and we're praying, okay, you are a part of this. Give the Lord praise for this amazing thing that's happening there. As I close, let me show you this video. And I'll close in a word of prayer. Just a testimony of those ordinary men and women like you who participated in our 10 days outreach. You know, Paul has this to say in Romans 1, verse 8-16. He said, I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it's the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, first for the Jew and also for the Greek. You know, God's ultimate purpose is to make disciples of all nations. And we can be a part in fulfilling this purpose by praying, by giving, by going ourselves. Let me just pray. Lord, thank you for the great things that you are doing. Thank you for, Lord, allowing us to see, Lord God, that you are faithful. Lord, we look back, and through the years, Lord God, you have never failed, Lord God, to fulfill every purpose and every call that you have for us. And Lord, I pray right now that you will just steer the hearts of your people. That every believer, every disciple in this room, Lord God, that their hearts will be steered to take part. To not limit themselves with their own problems, with their own concerns in their own backyard, Lord. But as they go and obey, you will take care of their own problems in their own backyard, Lord. And you will increase the capacity to give, to pray, to go. Lord, I thank you that this is your will for each and every one of us. Bless your people and your church.